Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. This year, we want to look at the life of Jesus, not just to have more information about him, but to know Jesus more intimately, to love Jesus more passionately, and to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Over the last few days, I have introduced you to the Gospel writers, and what I'd like to do over the next few days is just to reintroduce you to Jesus. To do that, I'd like us to look at John chapter 1, and we'll look at several verses in John chapter 1 as he describes who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. After that, we'll start through the Gospels and just follow Jesus during his earthly ministry. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, then, that's our passage today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Gospel writers recorded many miracles, events, and teachings of Jesus. They wanted us to know what he said and what he did. They used the things Jesus did to prove who he was. Each writer wanted to make sure we understand that Jesus was more than a miracle worker, a great leader, or a quotable teacher. He was Emmanuel, God with us. Now, John wanted to make sure his readers did not miss this essential truth, so he introduced his book by explaining the person of Jesus. John tells us that Jesus was eternal. He was equal to God. He was, in fact, God in the flesh. John explains that Jesus was the Creator who made all things. The one who created light and physical life was the same one who was called the light, showing us the way to God, and called the life, recreating our sinful souls. Over the next 14 days, we will consider each of these characteristics one at a time. As we focus on a particular attribute, I challenge you to read through John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 each day. This passage is the most complete description of Jesus found anywhere in Scripture. Let it wash over your mind and let it wash over your heart. So let's pray that we'll fall in love with Jesus in a new and fresh way. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart as I read these words describing your person. Help me be refreshed in my understanding of who you are. Help me to deepen my worship. Help me to be more determined to follow hard after you in a sincere, obedient way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.